Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to worship as we gather together today on this first Sunday of Advent. Thank you for venturing out this morning and joining us as we begin our journey to the manger. Just a few announcements before we begin our service this morning. Altar flowers today are in loving memory of Dr. and Mrs. L.H. Fredericks, given by Dwayne and Jean. Today's radio broadcast is in memory of Alice Marks, given by family. First, this morning, we want to thank everyone who participated in our November Food Pantry Challenge. We want to thank everyone for their generosity. With your help, we exceeded our request for 500 items. And so thank you so very, very much for that. Coming up now this week, we have the Braden Drevlow Piano Christmas Concert that will be here at Trinity this coming Friday, the 6th of December at 7 p.m. here in the sanctuary. If you were able to attend his concert this past fall, you know you have a treat in store again this coming Friday. And then next Sunday, 1 week from today, you're invited to join us for Christmas caroling at St. Gabriel's Community. That will be in the afternoon. We will meet at Trinity at 1:30 and carpool over together to start caroling around 2 o'clock in the afternoon for 30 to 45 minutes. So everyone is welcome for that. Take a moment and look at the rest of the announcements in the bulletin this morning. I would like to call attention, though, on the back page of your bulletin today. Our Christmas offering this year will be for Charles Hall Youth and Family Services, and we will have a representative from Charles Hall here on December 11th and on the 15th at all our worship services. And so they provide some wonderful mission and outreach for support for youth between the ages of 10 and 19. So please read a little more about them today as we begin that time of giving for them this year. Also, you'll notice on the back of your bulletin today the place for poinsettias. So if you'd like to participate in a poinsettia donation for adorning our chancel area, you may do so. And at this time, I would like to invite the children to come up for children's time and the lighting of the first Advent candle. Good morning. How are you doing today? Good. I tell you today, let's come up here, okay? Yes. Okay, today we are going to light the first Advent candle. We'll begin our journey to the manger today. And today we're also going to open a gift. We have four gifts we're going to look at for Advent this year. And the first gift is in this box. So let's see what we have. Oh, look. It's an Advent calendar. Yeah. And notice there's numbers on it, isn't there? Uh-huh. There's 25 numbers on here. Here's number one. And you know what today is? The 1st of December. So that means today, on the 1st, we could open this. But that's all we can do. We can't open number 2 until tomorrow. And 3 on Tuesday, you know, suddenly doesn't sound as much fun, does it? No. Because when you get something, you like to kind of play with it right away, don't you? Yeah, I do. Yeah. The first gift of Advent is the gift of patience. Yeah. Do you think that's a good gift, patience? You do? Well, that's good to hear. You know, because sometimes when you're the age you are, you learn a sentence that you say over and over again all the time to your parents. You know what that is? It's four words. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No. You know, when we're small, we're always excited about stuff, aren't we? It's hard to be patient. Do you have your tree up at home yet? You do. Do you have any gifts under the tree yet? No. Yeah, there are some under there. Do you pick them up and shake them? No, that's okay. Well, you know, later on, you'll probably start doing that. You're going to get impatient, right? You want Christmas to come right now. Yep, but no. It's a gift for us to wait. And Advent is all about waiting. And it's worth the wait, I'll tell you. The birth of Jesus is worth the wait. But it isn't yet. We have to wait for it, okay? Okay. So, can we have a prayer together today? Our good Lord. Thank you for today. Help us to be patient. And wait for your birth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. If you're comfortable standing, please rise for our gathering hymn today, Awake, Awake, and Greet the New Morn, number 242 in ELW, and also on the screen, 242. Patience is a virtue, we hear it said.
But the wait is long. We cannot see the end.
Rome wasn't built in just a day.
We rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Patience is also a form of action.
So we run with endurance the race set before us.
How poor are they that have not patience?
We are rich in our hope of the promised Messiah. Come, Lord Jesus.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the parent who rouses us from slumber, the shepherd who gathers us on the holy mountain, the deliverer who sets us free.
Amen.
As we wait and watch for the promised day of salvation,
we open our hearts to you, God.
Search us and know us. Reveal all that we keep inside. To you, O God, we confess our sins, known and unknown. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us in your ways of justice and peace. Make us reflections of the radiant love of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
By your merciful protection, save us from the threatening dangers of our sins, and enlighten our walk in the way of your salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the reading of Scripture.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm is Psalm 122. Please read the bold portions responsibly. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is a unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the scribes of the Lord, the assembly of the Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the throngs of judgment and the thrones of the house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and quietness within your towers. For the sake and kindred and companions, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Our New Testament reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the gospel acclamation.
Gospel for the first Sunday of Advent is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Jesus describes his second coming as a sudden, turbulent event that will bring about deep change to our normal day-to-day lives. Therefore, he urges people to stay awake, be aware, and wait expectantly, because the Son of Man will come unannounced. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is the time of year when we start putting on. Yesterday, I spent an hour and a half snow blowing, and so I put on my insulated Carhartts in order to go out and get that job done. I also decided to put up some Christmas lights last weekend, and so I got those all put up outside. And lately I've noticed I'm putting up the heat. I used to not have to be quite so warm, but now I am getting more like my parents. I remember when my daughter and I would visit them, we would just think we'd gone to the Sahara Desert up in Minot, North Dakota. For my folks, 80 on the thermostat was just about right. Well, I'm not there yet, but at this time of the year, I start doing things like that. When air gets colder and nights get longer, I want to keep the cold away and I want to keep the dark away. And so I put on more lights. I turn up the heat. I try and pretend it's not there. Advent now is probably the hardest season for us as Christians, because it's a season that lifts up the cold and the dark. And we don't like to go there. Let's go to Christmas right now. But I think Advent is there for a reason. Because before we can put on the gift of Christ that comes at Christmas, maybe in Advent we need to take some things off. It's tough to take things off. But that's what Advent is for. It's a time for us to think and reflect on who we are and take off some things. Our second reading this morning: lay aside then the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. What are the things of darkness? Well, for me, a big one is fear. I've always been afraid of the dark. And this time of the year, when darkness closes in, I realize that I have fear. I need to take that off. I need to take off fear. I'm a child of God, and so are you. God in Christ is with us. O come, Emmanuel, we sang this morning. We need to remember that God in Christ is with us, and so we do not need to be afraid. I also need to take off some guilt. As a good Lutheran, I carry that around with me all the time. It weighs me down just like a good heavy wool coat. But it doesn't really help me. I need to take off trying to be perfect. This time of the year is hard on us. We try and look for the perfect gift. We try and host the perfect parties. We try and have everything just right. We are not perfect, and it's okay. I should also take off striving to be something I'm not. At this time of the year, we wear a lot of masks. So how are you doing? I'm fine, thanks. Maybe we're not. For many people, this is not a season of celebration, but it's a season of sadness. It's a season of coping. That's okay. I remember the first Christmas after my wife died, my daughter and I basically skipped Christmas. And I felt terribly guilty about that. I shouldn't have. You see, Christmas is in our heart all the time, and it can't be taken away from us. Christmas is an internal thing, not an external thing. And I think at this time of the year, we get those things mixed up. We think that this season is all about the externals, having lots of light, having lots of gift, having lots of food, having lots of this and that, all those external things that supposedly will keep the darkness and the cold away. But Christmas is in our heart. always there, always warming us and bathing us in God's love. And so today, as we begin this Advent journey, take off everything that weighs you down. Go boldly into the darkness and the cold. And remember, we go forward into that cold and darkness, carrying a small candle. It's enough. The light of faith will bring us to the manger, will bring us safely home. Thanks be to God. Amen. If you're comfortable standing, please rise for our next hymn this morning. Comfort, comfort now my people, 256 in ELWA, and also on the screen. Our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Make us your own.
when nights are long and dark. Lord, at this time of year, we try and keep the darkness away, and we try and keep the cold out. Help us remember, O Lord, that your love is stronger than all the darkness in the world, and all the coldness is cast aside in the warmth of your care. Continue to bathe us in your light and in your love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, at this time of the year, we are very busy, running here and there, forgetting the real gift. Lord, today we pray for your gift of patience. Help us to be patient with ourselves and with each other. Help us remember that we are not perfect and that we cannot create the gifts that you give. Give us time to just stop and listen and hear you coming to us again as a tiny child. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless those who travel. Make homecomings joyous and returns safe. Continue to keep us all in your care. We pray today, Lord, for those who struggle with these seasons of gathering, for whom there is no place to go, no one to see. O Lord, we pray that all might know your love and all may know your care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with those who struggle with life, whether in body, mind, or spirit. We pray today for those who are near and dear to us, who we name in our hearts before you now. Hear all the cries of the hurting ones, O Lord, and embrace them again with the healing power of your love and care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Continue, O Lord, to hear our prayers today as we will continue to pray to you, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
And at this time, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor. You may be seated. We continue with our offering.
People free.
Let us pray. Giver of every good thing, we set before you the gifts that you have already given to sustain our lives and to share with others. Help us to be good stewards of the earth and all that is in it. And let our lives be a testimony to the abundant feast you prepare for all who hunger. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Come now with joy to Emmanuel's table. Feast at the banquet of hope and love. You may be seated. All are welcome at communion today, and I would invite those assisting with communion to come forward at this time.
Thank you.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. If you're comfortable standing, please rise for the closing prayer and the benediction. Let us pray. God of abundance, we give you thanks that in this holy meal you have invited us to feast with you and one another. May the taste of your love remain with us, and may our words and our work in your name invite others into your bountiful grace. Send us from your table to proclaim your presence, even as we await the glorious coming of Christ our Savior. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sending hymn this morning is Messiah.
Someone shouting from the desert, someone shouting from the sea, someone shouting from the mountain, someone shouting from the valley, Messiah, come and be our King, Messiah, come and be our King. Someone shouting from the city, I am young and I am old. Someone shouting from the country, shouting, save my soul.
Go in peace. Set your hope on Christ. Thanks be to God.